Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Yeah, there we are. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Byline Broadcast as we come to you live, our second roadshow here in Boston, Massachusetts, Encore and beautiful resort here, Encore to Wynn property, Marty Turner along the way, coming up, Rock Hines. We're going to talk to Clayton Tudor on his college basketball book. It's gone audio. And then we'll hear from one of our compatriots out here. Lots to talk to, big football night. Get a little Deion Sanders and Colorado taking on North Dakota State. That'll be on ESPN. We'll keep an eye on that. Of course, NFL news, Dak Prescott back in the news. We'll save that for tomorrow with Giovanna Scroggins. We'll update on Cowboys and Texas and SEC football. So very, very busy show today. We look forward to it. Excited to kick it off with Brock Hines, so that'll be good. We look forward to it. Afternoon baseball, you got to give the Mets some credit. Horrible loss last night. Edwin Diaz, a can of gasoline, as Corbin Carroll tees off 5-4. Mets trying to nail it down, and he just serves up an absolute slider that didn't slide, and Corbin Carroll crushed it, his second homer of the night, a grand salami. And the D-backs 8-5 winners. But the Mets do a nice job in bouncing right back today. And they put Diaz. You got to put him right back into the fire, right? Trying to hold on to a game. You put him right back smack dab in the middle of it. And the Mets get the win. Diaz 1-2-3 in the ninth. I think he struck out the side. I didn't see the last guy, McCarthy, but I think he struck out the side. So nice bounce back out of him. All right, lots to get to. Football front and center. We'll do some media matters as well. Tom Brady is going to be in the booth on Fox against Dallas and Cleveland. What's Brady going to be like in the booth? I think people are going to hate him. They're going to get so sick of Tom Brady. They are going to absolutely hate him as a broadcaster, and he gets a 10-year deal, he won't even fulfill the first 5 years. I'm Marty Turrell. We're coming back at Wynn Encore Boston. Coming right back. I love the way you swing on that pole with it. Ooh, girl, yeah, you in the zone with it. On and on and on and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack to Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for $1. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a $1 Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, $1 Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for $1, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
Hi, welcome back here. Talking the world of sports here at Encore Boston. And, you know, we got the Patriots situation, but, you know, I got to remember it's a national show and nobody cares about the Patriots anymore. What they do care about, and we have a developing story with Tom Brady. He's going to get approved as a partial owner with Mark Davis, obviously, of the Raiders. But his broadcasting duties, he'll not be allowed in team facilities, can't go to production meetings, and other restrictions on Brady. And what this says to me is Tom Brady gets special treatment once again. Deflategate. People hated him for that. They hated Brady because of his looks and his money and the wife, and she's even now the ex-wife, but Brady is still a polarizing figure. I wish he'd stay the heck out of the broadcast booth. I don't like it at all. I think he's going to be good for about 2 or 3 weeks, and then it's going to be open season on Tom Brady. Let's get our buddy Brock Hines in here. Media Matters football season is underway. We got a good one tonight with Dion and North Dakota State, Colorado, North Dakota State. We'll kind of whet our appetite here at Encore Boston. Brock, welcome aboard, pal. How are you? What's going on?
Marty, doing great. Hope you're doing well down in the eastern part of the state as well. Beautiful day here.
Indeed. Yeah, indeed. Brock, give me the laydown. I mean, this is a developing story right now with Brady. I mean, he's going to get approved partial owner of the Raiders. I think he should recuse himself. And, you know, look, I don't think he belongs in the booth. I really don't. And I'm not trying to just, you know, stir the pot. Tom Brady should not be allowed in the Fox booth. I really mean that. Give me your quick take on this developing story. Let me hear.
You said it. I personally think it's a conflict of interest, and yep. I don't think he should be. I think he should just give up the Fox role now. We were originally going to talk about how good of an analyst he was going to be, and you know I have an opinion on that, but this story is obviously huge. That's breaking, and I mean it's interesting because people would say, you know, does it shock you? And I don't know. I think Tom Brady's got that in him to be an architect of a team and have some. I'm curious to see how much of a role he'll actually assume with the Raiders, but it's not really a surprise, a shock to me. A little bit. It's a surprise, obviously, but not a shock.
Yeah, it isn't a shock. Here's where I want to go with it. Let's remove the conflict of interest. Let's say he didn't have anything to do with the Raiders. Okay, let's just go with the assumption he's Tom Brady. Even then, Brock, I'm not so sure. Brady has that reputation of being, you know, kind of getting special treatment, and that's what happens to superstars. Him being in the broadcast booth would be akin to Michael Jordan being in the booth, and Jordan never needed to go down that path. He never did. So remove the conflict of interest. How do you think America is going to either warm up or turn a cold shoulder to Tom Brady in the Fox booth? Let me ask. Go ahead.
Tom Brady, Marty, if he's going to be successful, and this is true with any analyst, he has to talk to the people, and he has to come across that he is not more important than them. The best person that did that was John Madden. John Madden was a genius, yet when he talked with you and analyzed the play, he never came across as being more important, or actually the word is smarter. He never came across as thinking he was smarter than you were. And I have a feeling, Tom Brady just strikes me as coming across with kind of that swagger of being smarter than you. And that's what makes a good analyst, and that's what made John Madden one of the best. So just to compare the two, and I'm not even putting the same, they're not even in the same booth, Marty. I just want to tell you what makes a good analyst, and he never makes you look feel dumb as a viewer. And I have a feeling Tom Brady comes off that way.
I agree wholeheartedly. I think that's an excellent point. Brock, the other thing I would say about analysts, I think your best analysts are the ones that can entertain you by being themselves. It's when they try to be something they're not. I mean, this is why Hubie Brown's been doing NBA basketball. He's 85 years old. He's going to be extended till he's in his mid-90s because he's just himself. He's a gym rat. He's an older, crusty guy, but he can relate. I think you just have to be yourself. And if Brady's himself, I don't think he's going to be a very good analyst. But let's move on. You know what I want to ask you about, Brock, is consumption. You know, the NFL Sunday ticket to me is an absolute must-have. But I don't play fantasy football. I don't do any of that other stuff. And yet I find it absolutely essential to have, whether it's YouTube, DirecTV, I don't care if the phone company put it out. I love the NFL Sunday ticket. Are they pricing themselves out of it? They're now on YouTube. Now we're getting Amazon, Netflix. We're getting streaming all over the place. Where do we go with the NFL Sunday ticket? I want to hear.
I want to answer a question and ask one of you, Marty, too, because, I mean, you're somebody that I would want to, you know, pick your brain on this, you as the consumer. First of all, up until 2019, I was a DirecTV subscriber since their infancy. So I'm familiar with all their sports products, including Sunday Ticket, which I got thrown into the freebie a lot as for being a longtime customer. And forget, as you said, forget the fantasy betting element. For me, Sunday Ticket is best geared for the Jacksonville fan that lives in St. Louis and wants to watch the Jags and is not going to get fed Jacksonville. I'm curious for asking you, why do you feel it's essential more than, say, a Red Zone that was going to take you to the most exciting moments of each game? What do you care at some juncture about Seattle and Arizona when the game is 3-3 late in the second quarter?
It's a great question, but I have the absolute stone-cold truthful answer. And the reason why the Sunday ticket matters so much to me, and I'm with you on the Red Zone to a point, but here's where I'll tell you. If a game I am focused on, and a lot of times it's the Patriots in their heyday, and I live in the Midwest, so I got to pay attention to the Vikings, especially when I was doing local radio before network radio, I had to pay attention to the Chiefs being in Des Moines, the Bears, the Vikings, the Packers, because some of the Iowa guys were in Detroit, I had to be up on the Lions, the Broncos, blah, blah, blah. But if I signed up for a dog game, if I opened up my Sunday ticket and the game that I was excited about turned into a blowout, I had the option to go pretty much to its totality to the game that was really taking on interest. You think you can predict how games are going to go, and oftentimes we're right, but more often than not, we are wrong. And I love the flexibility of getting out of a game I don't want to see. If it's on a local affiliate, CBS, NBC, Fox, whatever, you're stuck with the game, Brock. You're stuck with the game. That's why I love Sunday Night Football. They put up great games. Do they get blowouts? Absolutely. Monday Night Football is not what it used to be, but it's a fixed position. I love the NFL Sunday ticket for no other reason. I can beg out of a bad game. How about that?
Fair enough. I think you have more interest in more teams based, like you said. You know, if you're in Central Iowa, you have several key teams that you're going to be interested in. But I think the true diehard, and I don't know if there are any of these, Arizona Cardinal fan, he's going to buy it if he's living and relocated in Birmingham, Alabama. And
that's
I'm just
right.
not sure
that's
he's
right.
going to flip the three or four of the games. He may then, if the Arizona game is a blowout, he'll go to the national game. They're pretty good. More often than not, the teams you're going to focus on that are in the prime time, they're going to be better games than they are going to be dog games. But I see your point. I think red zone, though, and just knowing the numbers, I think red zone is probably that's the better gig for me. I just think people like the best of the best at that moment. But you're more of a true sports connoisseur. I'm not saying that because you're on the other line. You will watch a game from beginning to end if it's a decent game. I think people have ADD, and they really they want to be shuffled around.
I'm going to ask Dom to keep you on for an extra minute here. I'm going to give me some picks, Brock. People love it. Listen, I don't make any bones about it. People are betting. It's legal. Fantasy leagues, you know, look, some people can do it, some can't, but you're very good at this. Give me some picks. Come on. Give me one or two. Give me a game we can focus on and really hold you accountable to it because it's a lot of fun. Let's hear.
It's week one, Marty. So, I mean, normally my goal when you have me on or in sports in 60 segments, I'll focus in on a couple, three games. It's week one. The one I'm looking at that I think will be not only interesting, but I think I've picked the right side, is the USC Trojans. Entering the Big Ten, they're probably fourth or fifth down below, who's there, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Michigan. I think they're fifth, and maybe I left somebody out. That's your wheelhouse, the Big Ten. You've got two quarterbacks that played bowl games for two absolute superstars last year. You know, Caleb with Williams' departure, you got, you know, Miller Moss in there, and Garrett Nussmeier in now, you know, for Jaden Daniels. I think you've got a better coach. I'm going to give the edge in coaching to Lincoln Riley over Brian Kelly. That may get some people's dander up at LSU, but I think USC on a neutral site, neither team is good in neutral site games. But I think early enough on, I like Lincoln Riley. What a job he did at Oklahoma for all the years he's there. Now in his third season at USC, I think he's coming around, and he realized the big deficiency with this team was on defense. So he went and got D'Anton Lynn, defensive coordinator from UCLA. I think it's still a shootout. I think you're going to say, my God, what's going on with these defenses? But I think in the long run, USC's going to be a good team and a surprise in the Big Ten. And on this particular Sunday night on ABC, I'll take USC plus the 4.5 points. I think they win the game out.
There you go. Brock Hines with the pick, and he mentions Brian Kelly. I'm in Everett, Massachusetts here at Encore Boston. Hometown, Brian Kelly, Assumption College, Worcester, Grand Valley State, Cincinnati, Notre Dame, and now LSU. Good job out of you, Brock. We'll talk to you during the week. Listen to Brock top of hours throughout the week here on Sports Byline with Sports.
Enjoy, Marty. Thank
you. 60. Yes, sir. Goodbye. We'll come back. Don't go away.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, welcome back. We're at Encore Boston. Yes, indeed, we are. Talking the world of sports inside this great resort, great sports town. Some would say Boston's the greatest American sports town ever. Hard to argue when you got the Celtics. We're going to be back here on October 21st, 22nd, when the 18th banner's going up to the Garden. Bruins, Red Sox, oh, my Lord, the Patriots, and they're down big time. Jacoby Brissett will be the starter. They'll take their time with Drake May. Mayo won't make it. He 2 to 3 years, and then he's the transitional guy from Belichick to the real coach. Mayo is just keeping that seat warm, and he's going to get the L boot in the rear end out the door in Foxborough, and they'll get a real coach. He's a nice guy. He can't coach his way out of a wet paper bag. So Patriot fans know they're going to stink. They're going to be a 3 or 4 win team. Then Mayo will come back next year. They'll win 4 or 5 games. You'll start to see empty seats at Gillette, and then Kraft will say, adios, no more Mayo. Hold the Mayo. I'd rather have mustard. So there you go. All right, let's get him in here. Clayton Tudor. I love this guy, and his book is really, really good. Again, Clayton Tudor joins us. Boston Ball. It's a book that's been out a while. You see a lot of it on social media, people tossing it around here a little bit. The nice thing is, and we love audio in the radio business, it's now available as an audio book. Clayton, Marty Terrell, thanks for popping on. How are you, my friend? What's going on?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having me on, Marty. Looking forward to college football, you know, starting up tonight. You know, certainly the NFL season. Hello?
Yeah, you're cutting in and out. Let me see if I can, maybe it's me, but I'm losing you here for a second. But if you can hear me, Clayton, I will just ask you this. I'm with you on the college football. But tell me, your book, it's doing well. We love hoops. And, you know, before you know it, we start college football and NFL football. And before you know it, the leaves start to turn. And then we get into October, November, we turn to college basketball. Boston Ball. Go ahead. For the uninitiated, talk about the book, and it's exciting now to have it available in audio form. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, it certainly is. Boston Ball is an origin story for modern college basketball. It's the story of Rick Pitino, Jim Calhoun, and Gary Williams, how they all get their start in Boston at roughly the same time in the late 70s and early 80s. Gary Williams is at Boston College, Rick Pitino is at Boston University, and Jim Calhoun is at Northeastern. Each one is coaching in the relative shadows of college basketball, builds programs on their own. All of them are playing a very up-tempo style of basketball, which was very out of vogue at the time. College basketball was very big man dominated in the 70s and the early 80s. Not only is this the starting point for three great coaching careers, it's also a push towards the kind of small ball which came to dominate the college game in the back half of the 20th century.
No question about that. You know, I wouldn't say that Boston historically has been a big college basketball town, But in a way, if you really peel back a few layers, it is. And it also, to me, and I've said this to you before in previous conversations, New England itself is a huge college basketball hotbed, with the epicenter being Boston, Providence, the state of Connecticut. Don't look now, UConn's going for a three-peat. UMass had their runs with Julius Erving under the legendary Jack Lehman. Even up in Vermont, in your neck of the woods, Tom Brennan, the Vermont program. So the region is huge. But Boston, you know, how you chronicle these coaches is quite frankly fascinating. So I want to focus for a second on Patino, because he's kind of done bookends. He's had success in New England with BU back in the day. He had a very bumpy, horrible run with the Celtics. Knicks was kind of eh. But then the Kentucky, a bluegrass coach, and now he comes full circle, goes to Iona, now St. John's. Let's focus on Patino and how much time you spent chronicling Rick Patino in the book. Let me hear.
In many ways, Patino's tenure at BU reflects his entire career. He comes in, blows things up. They're very successful very quickly. He ends up looking for a new option when it becomes available. I mean, Patino seems to come into conflict with the powers that be wherever he ends up. That isn't quite as much the case at BU, but he's certainly a very brash guy. Certainly rubbed a lot of people the wrong way at different points in his time there. But the idea that he's going to burn brightly and then head somewhere else, that seems to be just his MO. That's the way he's been since he was a very young man, and I think he will probably be coaching until the day he dies in a very similar manner.
No question. Clayton Tutor talking to us about Boston Ball, now out on, again, audio form, which is outstanding. Love it. There's some books I like to read, some books I like to listen to, some both. The JFK book out right now is great in both forms. There's no question about it. All right, let's turn to Gary Williams. Interesting guy. Some off-court stuff, which was tough, but Boston College got a championship in Maryland. BC has always been kind of that, you know, it was the Big East, and now kind of a, I would say, I don't want to say bottom feeder, that's negative, but, you know, BC has never really caught on and lit up the ACC, but for an upset way back when against North Carolina. Gary Williams, interesting guy. Let me hear your thoughts as your book chronicled Gary Williams.
In many, I mean, he's certainly probably the least prominent of the three characters, at least in a historical sense, but a very interesting character nonetheless. I mean, he's a guy who has really looked like he was destined to be a career high school coach, high school teacher, had been a very good player at Maryland. Gets the shot with Tom Davis, who was his mentor, being an assistant at Lafayette. Davis had been at Maryland at the same time Gary Williams was there. Davis gets him an assistant coaching job at Lafayette. What Gary Williams doesn't know until he gets there is that he has to be the men's soccer coach at the same time. Not only does Gary Williams take a pay cut from his teaching job in New Jersey to come be an assistant college basketball coach, he has to coach a sport he never even played before. So he's coaching he's 24, he's coaching a bunch of 22-year-old guys at Lafayette. He knew how to get them in condition for basketball, but had to learn soccer on the fly from his team. And he's like, his coaching record in soccer is like 27-37-1. Not bad for a guy who had never even played soccer in his life, but he certainly persevered, developed a very up-tempo style of basketball along with Tom Davis at Lafayette, which they brought with him to BC. Gary Williams goes to American University, hardly a basketball power for a few years after he's an assistant at BC. He's coaching a team in a National Guard armory in Arlington, Virginia, gets them to the NIT, which springboards him to the BC job. And Gary Williams, I think, has always done well with being a coach who was underestimated. When he comes into the ACC with Maryland, Maryland was a bottom feeder in that conference at that point. They'd really bottomed out after Lefty and everything that happened there. When he's at BC, despite having been very successful in the early Big East, was always picked near the bottom of the league. They never were like this top recruiting blue blood type program, but they found a way to win two league regular season titles in his 4 years there. They got to the NCAA tournament on three occasions, and made it to the Sweet 16 twice under him at BC in a very short tenure. So Gary Williams was very good at getting a lot out of players that other people didn't necessarily see that that was the case. I mean, when he's at Maryland, he was famously a guy who didn't bow to the whole AAU culture. He recruited guys from Maryland and Virginia and Washington, D.C. He just got a bunch of local guys and built a national champion out of it. So I really admire Gary Williams as being a guy who's really charted his own path and done things regardless of what the popular approach is at the time.
That's a great take. And, you know, here's the other thing, too. B.C. got their biggest headlines involving a point-shaving scandal with Ernie Cobb, Sweeney, and Rich Kuhn. That was ugly. I mean, it was ugly. And that was under Dr. Tom Davis's watch. And BC got their most publicity. But you mentioned the two Sweet 16s, no doubt about it. When you think of Boston ball, though, you got to think of a guy from, I believe, Braintree, Massachusetts, Jim Calhoun, AIC. They joked out in Springfield, Mass., the birthplace of the game at Springfield College. AIC, a rival school, the Yellow Jackets, stood for almost in college. And yet for Jim Calhoun to parlay what he did at Northeastern, to do what he did at UConn, is one of the greatest reclamation projects in the history of sports at the college level. We got 60 seconds. I need a 30-second response to that, which is unfair. But go ahead, Clayton.
I think next to John Wooden, Calhoun is arguably the second most significant coach in the history of college basketball. A guy going to UConn, a program that had been a pretty good New England program, and building them into a program that not only wins three national titles with him, but goes on to win title after title after title. It just seems unthinkable. I mean, New England, despite having some good basketball programs, was not the heart of college basketball at really any time period. And having arguably the country's most successful program, being in Connecticut, what a remarkable thing. I think what Calhoun's legacy he has at UConn builds on what he did at Northeastern, where he built a formerly Division II program into a mid-major power in the early 80s. They were sort of the Gonzaga of their day. So Jim Calhoun is one of the great program builders in the history of college basketball.
No doubt about it. Clayton, the thing I love about your book, too, it's evergreen. It'll be significant many years down the road. Thank you. We're coming back here on Sports Byline.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get three bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
All right, coming to you live as our Boston Road Show continues but concludes at the top of the hour. Then we make our way out tomorrow, Chicago. We'll give you a Friday show in Chicago, Palmer House in Chicago, and then Wintrust Arena as we get ready for Caitlin Clark, the Indiana Fever, Angel Reese, Chicago Sky tomorrow. Saturday night, we'll give you a Notre Dame Road Show in Chicago. And then we get out of Dodge until we go back to the U.S. Open tennis the middle of next week. It's going to be a crazy time. Hey, let's get my buddy who's part of this road show, our buddy Terry Cook, outstanding golfer, even a better person, goofy as heck, turned me on to some of the greatest shoes I'll ever wear. I don't want him to mention the name because I had to get a mortgage to buy these shoes. What's up, Terry? How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on here.
Yeah, babe, what's going on? Hey, I want to do a little on American Premium Vodka, but me and another friend of ours, Randy Byrne, we were talking about some golf today. I love this time of year. I know, listen, it's not a major, and you're a scratch golfer, so you know you're qualified to evaluate these guys. I think Xander Schauffele has quietly become one of the most outstanding players in the game of golf right now. Scheffler has had a crazy year with his arrest at the PGA Championship down in Louisville, all that goofiness. But we had great four majors this year. Give me your take on some of these guys on the tour. I mean, you pay attention to golf as much as anyone. Let me hear real quick. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Shopley is he's like the silent giant. He's coming along this year. And as you mentioned, you know, being a scratch golfer, I've had an opportunity to play some of the best guys in the world. It's just amazing what these guys can do. Unless you played with them, I mean, you see them hit balls and you see all this stuff on TV, but actually being a scratch player, some of the scores these guys are shooting, I can't get there. I mean, it's just amazing how good these guys become from top to bottom. These kids coming up, it's just crazy how the golf's changed in the world. So it's exciting to watch. As right now, obviously, they're at East Lake and they're playing for the FedEx Cup, and looks like we got a barn burner coming down the stretch.
It's going to be great, and that leaderboard obviously is dotted with some of the greatest names, and the format certainly portends that. Terry, I want to talk about equipment too. I mean, we're seeing anymore. I watch golf religiously. It's amazing, A, the equipment, B, the ball, and I'm not talking, I'm not talking Caddyshack, be the ball. I mean, be it the ball. They're hitting this thing a mile. They're hitting it absolutely out of the universe. What is your take on the equipment? And now, I mean, if you're not hitting the ball 330, 350, you just can't. You're just not long enough to be taken serious. You really aren't. Give me your take on that. Equipment, length off the tees, and where this game technologically is headed.
Well, that's a good question. I think, you know, they've been going around and around and around about the golf ball. And obviously they're changing it here in a couple of years for the PGA Tour. I don't know what's going to happen for the amateurs of the world, how they're going to go about it. But a couple things is these kids are the fitness is, these kids are in such better shape than they were when, you know, Tiger Woods changed the game and about fitness, right? These guys used to just go out and play 18 holes, go inside and have a couple beers and go home. And now you've seen the guys, now they're so dedicated to it and they're so much stronger. Like you said, these kids, I mean, I played a golf tournament this summer, just a college kid. He flew the green at 356. I mean, it's
crazy.
It's just mind-boggling. And the equipment has something to do with the shafts are better. They're so much better than they used to be. The heads on the drivers are a lot better. The equipment's a little better. But I think majority of the issue is these kids are just stronger and they're fit. And that's why they're hitting it so far. And, you know, there ain't a right answer because, you know, people say just like in the golf course. But you can actually tighten those fairways up and grow that rough out and make it like an open every weekend. You see some of these scores would change. They might even change the way they play the game. I mean, DeChambeau, he started doing a power game. He just flied over everything and just had a wedge in his game. He's changed that up a little bit. He wanted to get real bulky, but he's changed his mindset on it. But and by the way, he's had a heck of a career too. He's had a good year this year, but it's just there's a lot of variables in the game of why things are going the way. The fairways are faster, the greens are faster. So back then, the greens, the greens right now, they dry them out, they firm and fast. The water system, they're tighter fairways. So there's a lot of different variables that determine how far that ball's going.
Yeah, I'm talking to Terry Cook. He's co-hosting this last segment, our Boston Road Show here at Encore Boston. It's just been great. Union Oyster House last night. Watching these two guys from the Midwest try to negotiate the lobster was just great theater. Hey, baseball's had two things. They've had two eras that I, have really into. There was the dead ball era where you couldn't hit home runs. They made the baseball, dead. They called it the dead ball era. Then we went through the steroid era and the chicks dig the long ball. Would golf be better served if it had a dead ball era and they took a little starch out of this tightly wound golf ball and make it more realistic? I mean, 300 and 400 yard drives, to me, it's ridiculous. It really and truly is. Am I crazy on this or what? Tell me.
No, I'm not necessarily opposed to it. I think you might want to have different rules for the amateurs like me and the guys that are playing for fun. You might have different rules, kind of like when you look at baseball bats, right? In college, you can't use those aluminum bats. In the big leagues, you got to use a wooden bat. And my understanding is the aluminum bat, you can hit it so much further than the wood bat. I think the same philosophy could be set for amateur golf and the pro golf is dial that ball back a little bit and make it a game where you got to hit golf shots instead of just a power game.
We're talking to Terry Cook. Terry, it's been brought to my attention, and I have a bone to pick with you. You are an outstanding golfer. You're even a better person. You're funny. We've had more laughs over the last 48 hours. But my moles back in central Iowa have just brought forward some very disturbing news. What on earth were you doing? Our good friend Dixon Jensen, his wonderful son Mason, they have the most beautiful golf course out on the bypass between Des Moines and out towards Marshalltown, Iowa, and a beautiful golf course that Dixon had built from the ground up. You and Randy Byrne went out there a couple Sundays ago, I think a Sunday or two ago, oppressive heat, and the stunt you pulled is just deplorable. You roped Randy Byrne, two fine gentlemen, Dennis Bull and Blake Schultz, into a game. You shot terrible. Basically, you're a sandbagger. Then you went in there, you got the guys liquored up, and then you took them back out, and you separated these guys each of $1,000. I mean, there should be a warrant out for your arrest. What the hell were you doing? What are you doing? I mean, what did they say? Something about the trappers don't always wear hats? Is that right?
Not all trappers wear fur caps. It was a situation, years ago when I was playing golf, I used to gamble a lot. I kind of really backed off it a little bit just because it just doesn't, it's not into me as much, and I got other things going on. But it brought back the old days. I was sitting there, and of course, we got a few adult beverages in us, and I just shot the worst round of golf out there ever. And by the way, I'm not saying this because I'm just a member there. I would put that golf course in the top five in the United States, and I played the number one golf course in the world, and I'm just telling you, it is the real deal. So we got in there, and we had a few adult beverages, and it was heat index like 110, and I'm actually used to working out in the sauna when it's 150, 160 degrees, and I think I got the old boys tired, even though they're younger than me, and we're getting ready to walk the car. We walk outside. It was blazing hot. They quit me on that first 18 holes. I said, okay, I'm going to make my money back plus double. So I hoodwinked them in to say, boys, let's go play another 18. And then one of my good friends, Denny Ball, called his lovely wife and said, "Honey, go over to Macy's, pick out the nicest purse you want, because I'm going to bring it home some money for you." And we get done playing, and I said, "Hey, Denny, you might want to call your wife, since you might want to go to Walmart, not Macy's, because you just got a haircut."
Well, I understand. Dennis Bull is now seeing a counselor. He's getting psychiatric care. Blake Schultz is so mad that your name is absolute dirt in his book. I mean, you absolutely fleece these guys. And I think you should be ashamed of yourself, quite frankly. And I love you like a brother.
I'm on a fixed income, you know. I'm retired. Well, actually, I'm not retired anymore. I got this American Premium Vodka I'm working on. But no, it was just one of those days where it was time to teach these young boys that, like I said before, not all trappers wear fur caps.
Not all trappers wear full caps, but all trappers do drink American Premium Vodka. And that's why we're here in Boston. We got to share this with the audience. Couple of Midwestern guys, you and my good buddy Randy Bird, sitting down with Jay and Spiro, and I don't mind naming names. What a hilarious sales pitch that was. I think it went well, though. I really do. I think American Premium Vodka, just like Paul Revere, had to write in two if by day, one if by night, whatever it was. Here comes the British. Here comes American Premium Vodka to New England. What do you think there, Terry? Come on, let me hear.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, the East Coast is different than the Midwest, right? I mean, it's just different personalities. You know, you got to read the crowd pretty quick. It's a totally different read on the East Coast and the Midwest. It was a great meeting with those two gentlemen. I'm looking forward to perhaps working our way out to the East Coast here. There's some couple things we need to finish up before we get it here, but I'd love to get it out here at Encore Casino and those restaurants and bars inside the casino. And, you know, and again, I think I'm sure you told the story many times on your radio show. Is the reason why we did this is we want to help the men and women serve their country and give back to them, the men and women that serve their country. So it's going to a great cause, and I think, you know, when you're drinking whatever that may be, you hopefully you're drinking American Premium Vodka because we make it right here in the USA, and the corn's out of the Midwest. So there's a couple good things about it.
Well, I want to alert your very fine lady friend that if you come home empty-handed, you're even more shameful because you were in receipt of a $1,000 gift card, and I believe you blew the whole amount on yourself. Is that not true?
Now you just put me in trouble. My little sweetheart's back home, and she may be listening to this. The only thing about my girlfriend is, Carrie, is she is picky when it comes to buying things, and every time I buy her something, she wants something different. So it's hard for me to buy for her, even though she's not picky in certain ways. But when it comes to clothes and fashion, it's her way or no way. So I just figured I'd be selfish like I usually am, is I just spoil myself. And I bought a couple nice proper things. So when I go on a lovely date with her, that she thinks I'm attractive with those nice, lovely shoes we both bought, if you remember.
Dude, that was so much fun. I was told, too, by my friend, my lady friend, to please do not go shopping. Well, guess what? Guilty as charged. Hey, honestly, Terry, I like to pick on you, but to know you is to love you. I have been laughed, and some of your sayings and at your sales pitch today was just epic. But I got to tell you again, sales 101, let the customer talk about themselves.
Yeah, right.
I love you, buddy. You know I'm just poking you, right?
No, I know. Oh yeah, of course. You want to talk about yourself, right? Build yourself up.
Yeah.
Now we gotta build American Premium Vodka up to the next level.
Hey, there you go. Hey, real quick, we only got a minute left. Give me a take. Iowa or Iowa State, week two. Tomorrow or Saturday it's Illinois State. And obviously, I think Iowa State's playing who? South Dakota, so we can't get too wound up about that. Give me a take on Iowa. And Iowa State, the Cy-Hawk game coming up at Kinnick Stadium a week from Saturday. Let me hear. Go ahead.
Well, I got to find out where that big guy is. Is it next to you or not? That big Randy Byrne guy might not like my answer. So I guess I'm going to have to say the Cyclones. Just simple fact is one of my partners, Cyclone. I wish we were talking about Nebraska football because I went to school in Russell for Nebraska, and it looks like they're going to be a powerhouse this year too. So I'm going to take the Cyclones just because Rainey's sitting next to me, and I don't want him to punch me. So that's what we're going to stick with. Hear it directly from me.
Hey, some guy's walking over to me right now with a fur hat. I guess you're right. Hey, listen, man. We had some fun. Let's enjoy some college football tonight. Let's have a nice Italian meal here in Boston. Terry, thanks for coming on. It's always good to talk to you, hear about American Premium Vodka, how well you're doing with it. All kidding aside, God bless you, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Terry Cook, there's a podcast. It's a keeper.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
All right, down the home stretch, we're on short order. I went a little long-winded in that last segment. How can I not with Terry Cook? Anyways, baseball, Mets, big win today. 3.5 back of the Braves. Braves and Phillies, that was a disaster. The other night, Astros 10-0, just the, what was that, yesterday already. So we'll keep an eye on that situation. A's, Reds, they got action. But really, it's Thursday night football tonight. It really is. Thursday into a Friday, you got Colorado, North Dakota State. And then we've got Minnesota, Carolina. Those are the two that I'm really focusing on. You know, you got some other games that can't get too wound up over. But, hey, look, it's football season. Baseball's heating up. Breaking news, Brandon Ayuk, 4-year deal. He signs with the Niners. He got a nice payday. I think he got paid. I think he got paid appropriately. I really do. Don't look now. Rutgers has jumped up on Howard. 7-0, 8:46 to go. Second quarter. Scarlet Knights underway. All right. Great job. Dominic Jimenez, thank you very much. Thanks to Clayton Trutor on Boston Ball. Brock Hines, Media Matters and his picks. Thanks to Terry Cook for some lively golf conversation presented by American Premium Vodka. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Boston Roadshow concludes. We're on to Chicago and Caitlin Clark on Friday night. Adios.